Welcoming to the show, Congressman Peter Roskam, chairman of the Ways and Means Tax Policy Subcommittee. You know him as a friend of WLS. He's been on before. Hey, Congressman, thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. How are you doing today?
Well, we're in the middle of a possible government shutdown and you revising the tax code. And all I want to hear is I'm going to get a tax break.
I think you are going to get a tax break, Lauren. Here's the thing. The name of the game is to realize we're at a once-in-a-generation opportunity to fix this tax code. To put this in perspective, the last time the tax code was updated was the year the Bears won the Super Bowl. So think about all the things that have happened since then. It's 30 years ago, plus. And so we've got this opportunity to update the whole thing. And there's a lot of interest. The House has a plan. The president says he's coming out with a plan this week. So it's a very optimistic time to try and think about this done. But it's not for the faint of heart. Tax reform is difficult work, but I think it's good work and really work that's worth doing.
Congressman, tax reform comes with looking at a budget, and with your position on the Ways and Means Committee and being the chairman of the subcommittee, such an important committee, for many people, many observers, it's going to be, okay, you want to cut taxes over here, but you're going to have to cut spending over here. But it seems that the president is quite open to having these tax cuts be done on the back of increasing the deficit. How much of that is a political consideration in all of this, and how do you square that with the idea that that the Republicans are supposed to be the ones who really know how to manage the public purse?
Yeah, it's a good point, and it's a fair point. And so the proposal that we have in the House, it says that the tax cuts have to pay for themselves. And you can do that. It sounds like it sounds impossible, but it's not. So in other words, you can lower these overall tax rates and broaden the tax base out. That is, you bring more things under consideration within the tax code, and you can end up to the point where it's, quote, revenue neutral. Now, why does that matter? That matters because that can get you permanent tax policy. And if what we're trying to do is to update it and make the U.S. the tax jurisdiction where more people want to come in, where more capital around the world will form, it's got to happen on a permanent basis. So I think it is incumbent upon us to realize the state of Illinois is an example of what not to do. Mm. That is, avoid these big debt questions, assume everything's going to be okay, and it's not. It doesn't end well. So I agree with you. I think that the smarter move here is to make sure that we're pursuing permanent policy, but that means that the tax cuts have to pay for themselves through other changes within the tax code.
So the corporate tax is going to be the big centerfold here, 15% cut, because we have the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world.
That's right. So the corporate tax rate is incredibly important. But I'll tell you guys, I represent, you know, my district out in the west and northwest suburbs, I represent a lot of small businesses that pay at the individual tax rate. Mm. So a small business owner, they're not a corporation. They're not officially incorporated per se. They're what's known as an S corporation or a limited liability corporation. And what that means is they're paying at the individual rate. So here's what I think we've got to do. We've got to lower their taxes too. So it's one thing to take care of the big boys, so to speak, the C corporations. That's great. We got to do it. But just doing that alone, in my opinion, is not enough.
Congressman, one of the areas that you're apparently going to be looking at is the 401k tax deductions. And that is one of the key components that people have some control in their lives, their financial lives, to be able to save money, use the tax code to their advantage. And it is an area where, if the rules were made a little bit more stringent against savers in one sense, the government would be able to get a lot of the kind of revenue it needs to make up for tax cuts on the other side. How much are the rules around 401ks going to change?
So this is a big area of discussion because here's what we know. We've got a savings crisis in this country. You hear expert after expert after expert telling you Americans don't save enough money. So if you've got a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reform the tax code, which includes the savings incentives, what can we do to increase incentives for people to save? What can we do to create more flexibility?
Allow them to put more away.
Yeah, allow them to put more away, allow more flexibility within and between some of these accounts. So, for example, if you put money into a 529 college savings account and your kids get through college and there's a little bit of money left over, why shouldn't we allow somebody to roll that money into their retirement account? So you take my point, looking for more flexibility, not less flexibility, as it relates to this.
And just real quick before we let you go, are we going to avoid the government shutdown?
I hope so. I mean, what a ridiculous thing. I represent a constituency that says, look, it's a pretty conservative group. Don't spend money you don't have. Don't create regulations when the free market can handle it. And don't shut things down just kind of for no reason at all. So my hope and my expectation is cooler heads prevail at the end of the day and we get through this thing.
Okay. Markets would love that, Congressman.
Amen to that.
Congressman Peter Roskam, always good to have you on the show here on WLSAM 890. Thanks so much.
Thanks.